Case against a Canton man accused in a fatal shooting headed to a Stark County grand jury. 45-year-old Larry Grimes had his case bound over Thursday after he waived his right to a preliminary hearing in municipal court. He's charged with murder in the May 24th shooting death of 51-year-old Richard Poole. Police say Poole was found shot inside an Allen Page Drive Southeast apartment. Grimes held on a $1 million bond. Daquan Rucker of Akron also being held on the same bond. Shots fired during a Tuesday night disturbance in Alliance have led to felony charges against a 38-year-old man. Police allege Brayon Edwards fired several rounds in the 700 block of South Seneca Avenue, with two striking an occupied home. No injuries were reported. Edwards, who is prohibited from possessing firearms due to prior felony convictions, also accused of trying to hide the gun. He's charged with improperly discharging a firearm, having a weapon under disability, and tampering with evidence. The Marlington Board of Education dealt with a wide-ranging agenda Thursday. The board okayed a three-year agreement with AFSCME Local 4. It begins July 1st and includes pay increases of 2.5% in year one, 3.5% in year two, and a final year increase to be determined later. The board also approved an AI policy, an online learning plan for calamity days, budget appropriations, transfers and revisions, and more than $6,000 in donations. A major federal grant headed to Stark County to help turn blighted and underused properties into future development sites. The Stark Economic Development Board has been awarded $1.5 million EPA Brownfield Assessment Grant. Funding will support dozens of environmental site tests, a countywide inventory of contaminated properties, and several cleanup plans. Hail, wind, and severe storms caused damage Thursday night across parts of the Mahoning Valley. According to WKBN-TV, hail over an inch in diameter was reported near Lisbon, with trees and power lines damaged in the Hanoverton area. A tornado warning was issued for Columbiana County, while severe thunderstorm warnings covered areas farther north. Scattered power outages were reported across the area. Power lines were downed, two homes damaged in Warren Thursday after a tree fell during storms on Southern Boulevard. Settlement talks could determine the future of several remaining lawsuits over the 2023 East Palestine train derailment. Mediation sessions are scheduled for July 7th and 8th in Cleveland. Norfolk Southern asking a federal judge pause the cases until July 17th. If no settlement is reached, the cases will return to the court's regular schedule. Lawsuits were filed by local property owners and businesses claiming the derailment and chemical release caused financial losses and property damage. A handgun found outside a Youngstown church under investigation. Police recovered a .38 caliber revolver Wednesday afternoon after stopping a group of juveniles walking through the church parking lot on the city's west side. Police say the juveniles initially did not comply with orders to stop. The firearm was seized as evidence. The juveniles were released pending further investigation. Federal judge in Youngstown will now oversee a civil rights case moved out of Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. The lawsuit filed by Armando Alvarez Calderon alleges Camel police used excessive force during a May 2024 traffic stop outside his home, including tasing. The defense denies any wrongdoing, saying the stop and arrest were lawful. Attorneys for the city and officers transferred the case to federal court Thursday. Hundreds of scrap tires in East Rochester are at the center of an Ohio EPA enforcement order. The agency says an estimated 500 to 800 tires are stored at a property in the 10,500 block of Rochester Road, prompting health and safety concerns. The property owner has 2 weeks to remove the tires or submit a cleanup plan to the Ohio EPA. Officials say failure to comply could result in civil or administrative penalties. The Portage County winery fight that left the owner seriously injured has now led to indictments against four people. A grand jury charged Eric Blos of Sandyville with felonious assault and aggravated riot. Gavin Blos and Jessica Shoup of Louisville and Devin Knepp of Canton face charges of aggravated riot and assault. The indictment stems from the June 12th incident at Cove W. Winery in Deerfield Township. Arizona man will remain behind bars after a Portage County jury convicted him of drug trafficking charges. 35-year-old Carlos Ochoa of Phoenix was found guilty Wednesday of aggravated drug trafficking and possession, failure to comply, and tampering with evidence. Common Pleas Judge Becky Doherty revoked Ochoa's bond pending sentencing. Prosecutors say he led deputies on a high-speed chase on Route 14 in Edinburgh Township February 5th. The pursuit reached speeds of nearly 100 miles an hour before Ochoa threw a container holding about 460 grams of methamphetamine from his vehicle. Deputies later recovered the drugs. We have the following funeral announcements. Service for 89-year-old William M. Offenbecker of Alliance, Monday at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph Catholic Church. Arrangements by Cher Sterling Skivalaki. Service for 91-year-old Betty C. Brown of Alliance, Tuesday at 11 o'clock. Arrangements by Cher Sterling Skivalaki.